Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
The parent company of the messaging app Snapchat is now worth more than $30 billion. It was just $24 billion yesterday. Shares in the company jumped 44% in its first day of public trading. Michael Regan is senior editor at Bloomberg News. He joins us from New York. Hi, Mike.
Hi, Jeremy.
And explain this 44% rise. The company founders obviously must be happy, but is it a sign that they got the valuation wrong in the first place, or is that what's supposed to happen?
Well, setting the price for an IPO, it's a fascinating process, and it's very tricky. The underwriters, you know, are the big Wall Street firms like Morgan Stanley and Goldman Sachs. They try to gauge demand before they set the price. But you really never know what the public market will value a company at until it actually starts trading. So in this case, yeah, they probably could have gotten away. They obviously could have gotten away with setting the price a little bit higher. But having a pop in the share price like this is a much better problem than the opposite, than setting the price too high and watching the stock fall on the first day. And that happens sometimes, too, obviously. And when that happens, obviously, the company that's going public's not going to be happy. And the underwriters sometimes have to actually go into the market to buy the shares to defend that IPO price. So I'm guessing maybe they would have preferred to set it a little bit higher, but it's not as big of a problem as the opposite would be.
Yeah, and obviously not a problem at all for all the people who were invested in it and saw their shares go up by that much, including, by the way, a school in Mountain View, California, St. Francis High School. Tell us what happened there.
Yeah, this is a neat story. Associated Press has this out today. It's a private Catholic high school in Silicon Valley. It invested just $15,000 in seed money in Snap in 2012. And that was based on a recommendation from a venture capitalist whose child was a student at the high school. And they sold a bunch of that stock at the initial public offering price and earned basically $24 million off of that $15,000 investment. And they still have a big chunk of stock that they haven't sold. So that chunk could be worth almost as much as that $24 million, too, if this stock continues to keep rising.
Well, it's a good thing that it went well for them, because I imagine there'd be a lot of questions if that school just lost $15,000 on an investment in a company that didn't work out. There are questions, though, about whether this company is overvalued, whether Snap is overvalued. After all, it lost more than $500 million last year.
Yeah, there's definitely a cloud of skepticism surrounding it. It's one of these high risk, potentially high reward type of stocks. I would point out that five analysts, Wall Street analysts, have rated the stock so far, and not one of them has given it a buy rating. Hmm. That said, although they posted a loss and they're expected to not be profitable for a couple more years, their revenue really is climbing. Revenue rose sevenfold last year. And in many ways, this company is reminding people of Facebook to some degree. Snap is trying to diversify beyond just the Snapchat app and develop a portfolio of products, much the way Facebook did, including its Spectacles device, which is these glasses that you can take video with. So people are there's definitely, obviously, the stock market, people are buying it. There are those who believe in this story very strongly.
And who haven't yet heard about Janet Yellen's warning that the Fed rates are going to go up again. We'll have to leave that for next time. Yep. And I'm sure we'll be talking about it, because it hasn't happened yet. But Mike Regan, senior editor at Bloomberg News, thanks so much as always.
Thank you.